Hello, it's the Thursday catch-up with Lisa and Pete, and Mick Molloy joined us on the show, taught us a new craze called schnitzeling.
Mm-hmm. Footy icon Dennis Cometti gave us his round 10 tips. He's had a gutful of Pete being cocky about leading the tips so far this season, so I'm like,
sounds like sour grapes to me. And Justin Hamilton stopped by to review Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer's new flick, Snatched.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
He's a TV and radio legend. His name is Sam Pang, and we couldn't get him. So Mick Molloy joins us on the show. So good to have you, Mick.
Hello, Mick.
Coming off the bench, I am.
That was a tautology.
We couldn't get Andy Maher either, was it?
Mick Molloy, it's an absolute honour to have you on our show. I hope this is a bit of a regular thing. I hope we hit it off.
Well, we'll see how we go.
All
we'll
right.
See, this is a bit of a Tinder date.
Okay, yes. All right.
Swipe right. Mate, let's get stuck into the footy because, yep. Of course, you do the front bar. It's on 7, mate, tonight at 10:15. Geez, that's a bit rough.
That's right.
It's a direction as well as a channel.
But obviously after after the footy. Mate, I've got to get stuck into you about this. What is going on with your beloved Tigers?
Mate, the Tigers, I don't know what is going on. There needs to be some kind of intervention. These guys are doing my head in. I thought after the Monday kick, then last week we win, they take the goal off us.
You still got the best football song in the league, though.
Yeah, we just don't hear it enough.
Mate, what's this thing, while we're on footy and the players, what's this schnitzeling going on that we're hearing about?
There's a new punishment that's been dished out amongst teams, and if a player's late to training or does something, an infraction, what they do is they take him down to the bay, Port Phillip Bay, which is very cold over here. It's not like your beach.
Oh, where, we've seen them.
Well, you may get eaten by a shark, but you won't wrinkle up. That's the good news. Whereas if you jump in over here and basically, bang, it's cold, they get you out, then roll you around in the sand like you're crumb.
Oh, my God.
Like a schnitzel. And then you have to get back in. So I did it once. Have you ever been schnitzeled?
No, but it sounds like fun.
Just, yeah, schnitz and giggles.
It's not a lot of fun. I got beef Wellington once, but that's another story. Don't get me started on the strudel. That was good, you know.
Now, mate, you, of course, being on I'm going to call it brother station over there, Triple M.
Part of the Triple M family.
Right, you're on the Brekkie show there with Ed and Das, and you know, it's all about the footy. You love a bit of the footy. Surely you guys have pulled out the red pill and tried to have a crack of the bounce this week at some point?
You can't do it. As the umpires have come out and said, it's an OH&S issue, occupational health and safety. The bouncing the ball is bad on their back. I'm not making this up. I would have thought more of a health risk was, I don't know, walking back to the car park.
Can't be any worse than running backwards.
Well, that's stop doing that for a while. People will be claiming they've got RSI of the tongue after blowing the whistle for so long.
Yes.
Maybe they should put it away for a while. Anyway, it's not great. I'm not happy, but
maybe develop your upper body strength. I don't know.
Mate, it's been a pleasure having a yarn to you.
You guys are great.
Well, great. I'm glad it went well. Save us a seat at the front bar tonight, 10:15.
Tonight, our guest is Gilbert McAdam. It's all part of Indigenous Round, which, of course, is one of my favourite rounds, an important part of AFL fixture. And I'll be looking forward to Richmond and Essendon in the Dreamtime Clash on Saturday night, or as I like to call it, the Dustin Martin Cup.
Mate, you guys better wrap him up tight. The news that I'm hearing is there are a few clubs that are getting ready to throw a lot of money his way by the end of the year.
Can you give him a haircut while he's wrapped up?
Can you suggest it? I won't. No, we're already out there rattling the tins, guys.
All righty.
Good on you, Mick. We'll speak to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking
Australian crawl
with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his hoof.
Don't get rid of those. Toilet paper on your shoe. It follows me everywhere.
Oh, there's another one.
Hello, Dennis Cometti.
Hello.
What about that post-mortem? Hi, guys.
How are you?
What's going on there?
I ruined his song.
You ruined my song, Dennis.
John Parr.
Yeah. What a ripper,
isn't it? Uplifting.
Uplifting. Very uplifting.
Yes.
It was a pretty tough week last weekend in the tipping, eh, Den?
Oh, here we go.
I think I did well last week. I think I got 8 or 9.
You did. You got. What have we got here?
What do you mean you think you got 8 or 9? Where? What, in the West?
Hang on. The talent walks in and you start arguing with the talent. I told you I got 8 or 9, Mr. Seven.
Listen, let him talk for 30 seconds. Allow him that much. He has to get it off his chest and then it'll be done.
No, we're good.
All right, I got 4.
Do you need
the last offer is 4.
Are you going to mention your crown? You're sitting here with a crown on, Pete. You've got all shy all of a sudden.
No.
I'm sick of Pete.
I've got my crown back on, Den.
Yes.
But no, look, it's, you know,
a
what?
Poor man's Hungry Jack's birthday party.
Stripper, no big deal. Hey, Dennis, I just want to ask you about, mate, the are we going to see the football being bounced like I believe it should this weekend or what?
I think we will, yes, but it's I think it's on life support, the old bounce.
Really?
I think our forefathers actually wanted the bounce because it was unpredictable. You know, they didn't want big guys like Aaron Sandilands winning every tap, so it could go anywhere and they'd never recall it.
They also hired umpires who could do it.
I gather that a lot of umpires get very nervous about it. I've heard of one or two actually dry reaching before a game about the bounce, not
what?
The game,
really?
But about the bounce. Well, it's humiliating.
I'm more worried about running backwards into dust and, you know. Wow.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I think if you want to get rid of the bounce, then you should be playing Gaelic football. But
no, I'm with you. I don't feel as strongly as you do, obviously, but then again, you're on a roll. it doesn't worry me, really. I'm a traditionalist, so I'm happy with the bounce.
It is part of the game. Next thing, cricket umpires won't be holding their hand up. I was too hard, just out.
Yeah. All right, Dan, round 10, Indigenous round.
Yes.
We'll get into the first game tonight as we speak, Geelong and Port Adelaide.
I think Geelong will win that. What do you think?
Yes, it's in Geelong.
I wasn't checking with you, Lisa. I was checking with him. He's got seven.
Whenever it's in Geelong, it's, you know, pretty tough. That Geelong support base. They'll share their thermos with you at Geelong.
It was, yeah. Mm. Tomorrow night, Sydney and Hawthorn.
Sydney won their last three. There is a pulse, isn't there? They should beat Hawthorn, I'd suggest.
It's a statement we haven't said for a few years. They should beat Hawthorn. Western Bulldogs versus St Kilda.
Western Bulldogs, I think, but St Kilda missing a couple. Revolt is out with a knee injury. That hurts them. Jake Stringer is back for the Western Bulldogs. So the Western Bulldogs, but St Kilda, when they're good, they can be very, very good. So a danger game for the Western Bulldogs, who have topped a couple now.
Yeah. Melbourne at home against the Gold Coast.
I think Melbourne. Well, that's in Darwin, so it's nobody's home, really.
Jeez.
You don't even know where you're picking them. They're in Darwin, and I'm going for Melbourne.
Richmond versus Essendon. We spoke to Mick Molloy earlier. Oh, he's dirty on Richmond.
Isn't he a Tigers man? Well, they've lost their last four, and if you added up those losing margins, they'd be very slender indeed. I think Essendon can beat them, though. I don't mind Essendon at the moment. They played well when they were here, and they've taken that form back to Melbourne.
Yeah, they do look good. Last game for Saturday afternoon, which you'll hear live on Mix 94.5, Adelaide and Fremantle.
I'm going for Adelaide. I think they'll be hard to toss the Adelaide Oval. I think Sandilands missed 17 games last season, and we know what happened. So I don't see Fremantle. That's not to say, incidentally, I don't see Fremantle winning, and I think it will be a problem that Sandilands isn't there. That's not to say the blokes who take his place can't play, but everything at the Dockers is predicated on Sandilands winning the tap. So a one-off makes it difficult for everybody to sort of change what they normally do.
Dan, I
adjust the height you throw it at.
I haven't had a chance to see the picks for the team yet, but did Fremantle end up getting that record for the most Indigenous players picked for a game?
I didn't count them, to be honest.
All right, we'll
I should know this stuff, but I you never ask a question you don't know the answer to, Pete.
Yeah, fair enough. All right,
come on.
Just trying to
embarrass me
statistical.
On radio.
Sunday, Collingwood and Brisbane.
See, even when I give you a clip, I build you up. National radio, I said. Collingwood for me.
Carlton's playing North Melbourne on Sunday.
North Melbourne for me. I think they'll be too good. But Carlton showed a bit last week. They were pretty tough, but North Melbourne.
And again, live on Mix 94.5, 240 bounce down, and they're playing at home, West Coast and GWS.
Okay, five changes, but no new faces for the West Coast Eagles. It's worth noting their best effort, actually. People are going on about their home form, and their away form
like
being
so
good
thing.
At all. But you go back to round one, that was the most impressive of the lot this year, I think, for the West Coast Eagles, when they beat North Melbourne in Melbourne by about 43 points.
Mm.
It's been downhill since then. As I mentioned earlier, no new faces, just recycling the same players. So that's the problem. Not a lot of depth at the West Coast Eagles, but GWS have been almost obliterated by injuries. So it's come at a pretty good time. They're without Lobb and Johnson, added to what is a very long list. Stevie J not playing. So I'll go with the West Coast.
Oh, no Stevie, no GWS.
All right. Yeah, don't you mean no Stevie, no Gold Coast? No, just kidding.
Oh, what is it with me and Stevie and GWS?
No, it is Stevie and GWS. I'm just.
Oh, what are you doing to me?
For a few
now
weeks
it's embarrassing
ago.
Me.
Oh, come on. Hey, Dennis.
Dennis and I going to get you.
Yes.
A real pleasure, mate. We'll catch you on the call this weekend.
Okay. And
thank
I was
you, Dennis.
The fight, Lisa and I did very well.
Yes, yeah, always
I'll
nice
you,
to talk
I'll
to a professional.
See you later.
Bye,
see
mate. Bye.
Bye.
Lisa and Peter, Big 94.5.
I don't like your tactics,
I really
Corelli.
Enjoy our chats every week. For Automasters, get centimetre perfect service and repairs at any of their 42 branches.
Please be advised, the following radio segment is designed for people who go to the movies or who watch movies, rent movies in store or online, people who eat popcorn and other movie-related snacks. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just talking movies. This is Justin Hamilton, talking movies.
Justin, talk movies. Or talk
okay.
your reaction to a movie.
I got really excited. I was going to talk about any movie, but I guess I should talk about this one. Amy Schumer is one of the brightest stand-up comedy stars in the world at the moment. Did you ever watch her TV series?
No.
Which one?
No.
Inside Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
It was great. And then her first movie, Trainwreck, was a big hit, but I don't know. I felt like it kind of toned down what made Amy so great. So with that in mind, I went to check out her latest film, Snatched. So in this, Amy plays Emily Middleton, no relationship to the princess, believe me, who is dumped by her boyfriend, leaving her alone in her already booked forthcoming vacation to Ecuador. None of her friends fancy that going on the trip with her, so she settles for a last resort and manages to convince her mother, Linda, played by Goldie Hawn. Yet when they meet a South American crime lord, things begin to look a little too adventurous for the ladies.
What brings you down here? You're on vacation here with your boyfriend?
No, I'm just here with, my mom.
Let's go out tonight.
Emily, I am not going out at night.
Everything shouldn't be so scary.
Oh, it damn well should. 1 in 4 tourists are kidnapped.
Not true.
1, 2, 3, somebody's missing.
I need your help, Mom, and I got kidnapped. Go. I'm going to count down. I'm going to do it.
Please.
199.
Oh, man. This one, and I'm disappointed to say it about a movie featuring Goldie Hawn, but this one feels like one of those movies where all the good stuff is in the trailer.
Mm. Yeah. And look, you know what? I took a friend along with me, and at the end of it, she loved the movie. She thought it was great. She would give the movie maybe 4, 4.5 stars. And it turns out my friend seems to give out 4, maybe 4.5 star reviews for everything. She's the most optimistic movie goer in the world. I think she's the Oprah of movie reviewers. You get a 4, maybe 4.5 star review. You get a 4, maybe 4.5 star review. I, on the other hand, am not my friend or Oprah and was a little bit let down, to be honest. Amy Schumer is so incisive in her TV show. But when you kind of see her movies, I feel like they water her down. I feel like it kind of focuses on all the parts that are the least interesting about Amy Schumer. I think what you said before, Pete, about seeing a lot of the best gags in the trailer is actually true. Goldie Hawn. I love Goldie Hawn, and it was great to see her on the big screen. She's still got her comic chops, but you can't mix butter with a matchstick. Do you know what I mean? The rest of the cast don't fare too well. Wanda Sykes is in it, but she's really underutilized. Joan Cusack is in it, and then she plays a mute. One of the great things about Joan Cusack is she knows how to deliver a line. It's like getting LeBron James to show you how to play basketball and giving him a tennis racket. So look, I did laugh at certain points, but that's because I reckon the women were much funnier than what they were dealing with. So sometimes their performance would make you laugh. But overall, I was just a little bit disappointed. So I'm giving Snatched 3 hopes for the next movie out of 5.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.